All right, welcome back to the Box Score. So a real special guest I want to bring out for you guys. He is the manager of SB Nation's Jaguars blog, Big Cat Country. He also covers the NFL, the draft, all things college football, as well as ASU football all the way out in Arizona. Please welcome Mr. Adam Stites. Adam, how are you doing today, bud?
Good. How about you guys?
Doing fantastic, man. So thank you very much. It's a real honor. This is our first guest on the Box Score here at WGMU. Thank you very much for joining us. So let's go ahead and get started. Obviously, two of the big stories coming out, Tom Brady. Now that's resolved, all eyes are on the Redskins. And it just seems to be a year after year that it's either the coach or a player or a bad contract or the owner with the whole name change thing. They're always stirring up controversy. Why is it that the Redskins just can't seem to get away from themselves?
Well, it would all seem to trickle down from the owner, in my perspective. When the owner really doesn't seem to want to stick to a singular plan and be patient with it, this is kind of what happened. It's hard to rebuild, and it does take patience. Dan Snyder has proven again and again that he hasn't been willing to really just stick with a vision, stick with a coach, stick with a quarterback, do something and allow them to build around that. And so I think this is kind of what happened.
The thing is, though, I think the NFL has kind of turned into a what have you done for me lately and a win now perspective. You think that plays a role in Dan Snyder's kind of inability to think about the future and, like, kind of be patient?
Oh, sure. That's absolutely definitely part of the culture of the NFL now. We talk all the time about sitting first-round quarterbacks and giving them time to grow, but it really, you just don't see it anymore. It's something that isn't really a part of the NFL anymore. Aaron Rodgers is probably the only example I can think of the last 10 years of a guy who actually sat and was allowed to develop. Back 20, 30 years ago, it was something that happened all the time. Guys really did get that opportunity, and now it's you throw them in the fire, and if they don't respond right away, then you throw them in the trash and you start over. And it's just part of the NFL. For a lot of teams, it works out really well. For the Colts, they found Andrew Luck and the franchise changer. And then, but for other teams, it doesn't work out as well, and they struggle to get out of there.
Mm-hmm. So this seems kind of odd to me that Dan Snyder is actually kind of conceding to is it Dan Snyder conceding to more of the front office and being like, look, okay, I've had my fun. I was wrong. I'm sorry. I admit we got to make a move and get away from this whole RG3 thing. He's set to make a ton of money next year, and the way that it's looking, they're trying to get rid of him as soon as possible, get something for him. He becomes a free agent in a couple seasons. Is that something that looks like the front office is finally kind of taking more power from Dan Snyder, or is he finally kind of just letting the bill go and agreeing with what everyone else has been saying?
Yeah, I think it's probably the latter. Dan Snyder probably finally realizing that, sticking with RG3, I think if anybody was really the reason why RG3 has had as many opportunities as he had is probably Snyder, to be honest. It seems like even back when Shanahan was the coach, that coaches wanted to give other guys shots, and RG3 kept on getting those opportunities, and I think that's probably the biggest reason why Shanahan was let go. And so now I think it was one more injury, one more reports about the offensive line not liking him. I think Dan Snyder finally just said, I think we're going to have to let Jay Gruden really run the show the way he wants to run it, and we'll switch our commitment more to the coach than the quarterback.
Mm. So speaking of quarterbacks, let me ask you this, Adam. Can Cousins become what RG3 was supposed to be and lead the franchise to a better days, or is he just kind of a Band-Aid?
I would imagine that he's a Band-Aid. If he was a top 10 franchise quarterback, it would surprise me, because to be honest, he just hasn't shown that. Even last year, he got the shot. They put him in, and he looked good in that first game against the Jaguars. And then, he went 1-4 as a starter after that. He ended up getting benched for Colt McCoy. When RG3 came back and the fans were yelling for him to be benched, they were chanting Colt McCoy's name, not Kirk Cousins. So it's interesting that Cousins is the one getting the shot. But they say he's stepped up, but, until the bullets are flying, it's hard to really believe that.
And it just adds to the difficulties. I mean, it always seems like there's so much trauma surrounding this team. Is this a season now, after all this, in hindsight, are we going to look back and say, you know what, we thought we had a chance, we got a new coach and a new system in the second year, he's got some guys that he really likes, we're not making big, bad decisions in terms of signing the old guys with the big contracts anymore. are they going to look back and say, this is what ruined our season, or do they still have a chance to make this season worth something?
I think they absolutely still have a chance. There's still a lot of good pieces in place, and I like a lot of the draft picks that they brought in. I don't think we have to consider this, an entire wash, but,